Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Custom and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those involved in keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers out there, the men and the women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the guys and gals that are going down into the hurricane-ravaged zone of southwest Florida to make sure the mail gets through, Felix and his bulk mail haulers. Now, you've also got the suicide jockeys out there hauling the gasoline, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. And, of course, you've got our Amazon folks, the warehouse people up here listening to us, and the drivers listening to us. And thanks so very much for sticking along with us during the night. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America, it's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch page for Facebook. And then we're also on MeWe, we're on Parler. We're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captains America. That's Captain at an S2 at America, all one word, all lowercase. And our website is merely the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and you'll find out all the different things that we're up to. Now, let's go over here and bring in the group. On the telephone line here, number one, Denise Simon, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we have got a caller on the line. It's our friend Aaron up there in Colorado. So, Aaron, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to talk about the election in Brazil. You guys, both you and Denise were talking about it yesterday. And the thing is, I'm thinking, man, where's the farm system in Brazil? I mean, you got some old broken down career politician Lucero back in there for a third term, corrupt, got a criminal record, and I'm thinking, where are their young, where's the young future leaders of Brazil? I mean, we got it bad here in America where they constantly recycle the same old career politician that's in there 20, 30, 40 years, been in there as long as we got a current a broken down, dark side, dumb donkey of a so-called president who's been in politics as long as I've been breathing on planet Earth, which is insanity itself. But you look at the politics in Brazil, it's just absolute. I mean, they have corruption, but they have corruption on steroids compared to what's going on in my country, in our country. But the thing is, though, they need some fresh, they need some youth. They need change because Lucero's coming back into Brazil, and I think he was the president of Brazil when they had the Olympics in 2016, and they barely got that off. You know, the International Olympic Committee thought about taking the Olympics from them because of the craft and the corruption. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Brazil needs some new blood because what they're doing ain't cutting it. And we got problems, but boy, I mean, they got problems on steroids. But anyway, Cap, Denise, have a good night. Have a good morning.
Thank you very much, Aaron. Take care. All right. And what do you think about that?
We need to keep Bolsonaro down there in Brazil. There's two things that are happening. And one is China, and the other is the Amazon forest. And they were blaming Bolsonaro for destroying the forest that has been destroyed, which is false. And China has been moving into Latin America in earnest for a long time, and Bolsonaro has been trying to stop that. So therein lies what the basis of the problem is in Brazil. Interestingly enough, if this Lula cat does in fact take over, but Bolsonaro has not conceded, the only country that looks like they haven't gone all in with China will be El Salvador of all countries. So, we need to, you know, help South America get their act together and get China out of there. And it goes from country to country, from Peru to Chile to Brazil to, you know, the rest of them, Ecuador and so forth. So it's a mess, but the Biden administration just does not seem to care about Latin America at all, when in fact it's right here in our hemisphere, and there's an awful lot of opportunities that could go in a great direction, but our State Department, they don't know what to do, and neither does the Biden administration, sadly.
All right. Well, good morning to George the Godfather. He's saying good morning to us, and he made a comment here about Brandon. George, of course, talking about, of course, Biden. He said, Brandon will not do anything to Iran. He wants to, let's see, he wants to buy their oil.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I could say that we will do something to Iran, but you and I were talking about that up air. It gets quite involved, doesn't it?
Well, and it just doesn't have to. I mean, this, you know, when you look at this whole green agenda, this climate change thing, that's the core of so many of the issues that we're facing.
Okay, here comes the music. And that means that we got to take a little break here, so hang on. Folks, we'll be coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away and remind everybody that this segment of the radio show, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Now, Geico can be found at their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. They've been saving people money for more than 85 years. They are the second largest auto insurer in the country. And, of course, they insure well over 25 million, almost 26 million drivers right now as we speak. Now, your local Geico office also can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. So go to the phone book, find out. And, by the way, phone books are now on your telephone when you do your search if you can't find it in a phone book. But Geico, G-E-I-C-O, find out where their closest office is. And if it's a little too far away for you to go, then go to the website. Then you'll be able to get the information you need for the coverage for the car or the truck that you're currently driving to see if it's competitive and saves you any money. Then you'll also be able to stack the following things along with you. You might have a motorcycle, you might have an ATV, a boat, or an RV. All that can be added to your policy, and the more you add, the cheaper the rate gets. Now, you can also put your homeowner's policy, or your renter's insurance policy, or your condo policy all together. They call that bundling, and you stack it there with it, with everything else, and that will lower your car insurance. So there you go. Might be able to get a deal that way. Don't know until you try. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, God knows there's plenty of stuff to be talking about here. And like I asked you a little while ago, is there anything that stands out that you really want to talk about, or you want me just to throw something out there?
Well, we have a target-rich environment. The fact that the Biden administration has approved these agencies to do censorship through social media is absolutely an outrage, and I hope there are some lawsuits in process on that one. And that also includes the FBI.
Yep.
I think that it's time for Director Christopher Wray to go out to pasture and put somebody else in there, for sure. I'm sick of the lies that are coming out of this Biden White House, especially when Biden has continued to say, and Obama has done the same thing, that the Republicans want to do away with Social Security and Medicare, which is absolutely an outrage. It's de facto not true, in the report. And we've got this case that's sitting in the Supreme Court for affirmative action, and it needs to be, I guess the best way, they need to rule that that affirmative action needs to go away, period. And I hope that's the case. It looks like, by virtue of the questions that are being asked, that's a high probability, although Hagan is a little bit of a concern because, you know, she went through the system just like Obama did to get where they got to because of affirmative action, and doesn't mean that they were qualified. So, we're in a lot of interesting places in the country, least of which is we've lost all control of law and order.
Yes, absolutely. And, again, yesterday, a horrible situation. Two cops delivering a warrant to arrest someone. It was a bench warrant. And up on top of the roof of a building was a sniper and took him out with a long rifle. He wounded one, hit him in the shoulder and the neck, and the other person he hit in the leg. But still, and I say he, I don't know if it was a he or she. I would suspect it was probably a male suspect. But using the altitude to do what he did, and they searched the area, but he was long gone. And what a shame. What a shame.
You know, with the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of migrants coming across our southern border, the truth of the matter is that they might want to rethink about coming to the United States because we're a pretty violent, deadly environment here. So we're not a good place to be. You know, it's not a good place to be in any of these cities where they say they want to go to. Atlanta, Philadelphia, New York, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, San Francisco. I mean, rethink it.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we got a caller on the line, before I get to the caller, the Biden cyber head, the cyber security, whatever the title was, I don't know what the title is, says, and these words really kind of got to me, treat the election errors as normal.
Yeah.
Really?
And so the left just says, you know, that anybody that challenges the procedures or the counting or the ballots or the harvesting or all that, you're election deniers.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're conflating it all. So that's where we are.
All right, well, let's see who we got on the telephone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for my call. It's Eric up in Tennessee. Good morning, ma'am. Hey, I'll make this real quick comment and a question. Brazil, what happened with Bolsonaro, the election was stolen. That's my opinion, stolen outright, because he is pro-peace, anti-war in Ukraine. The narco traffickers down there have shifted tons of money into, what's his name, Loon, or I can't remember.
Luna, I think, or something like that.
Some that effect, well, right? Tons of money shifted over that way. There's a lot of dark money going on there. And Bolsonaro stood up for Brazil and was standing against, the unmitigated globalism that's been going on. That's all I got to say about that. My question is, and if this has been addressed, I apologize. What is your opinion or insight you might provide regarding the Wall Street Journal report and other, aggregated websites reporting on U.S. and European-made components being found in Iranian drones investigated by Ukrainians that were used in attack. The suicide drones that have been used in attack in Ukraine by the Russian Federation. There's everything from physical components, from steering components, guidance components, and microchips, and that's coming out of Iran, knowing what the Obama administration and the Biden administration being soft on Iranian, business opportunities. I'll just leave it there and take my answer off the air. Thanks, y'all. Have a good day.
All right. Go ahead, Denise. What do you think?
Well, remember, under the Obama administration with the nuclear deal, how much money did we give back to Iran? $900 billion?
Yep.
Is that what it was?
Yep.
I forget what the number is. It wasn't that high. But, you know, we shipped crates and crates and crates of cash on pallets and handed it over to them. So what did we expect that was going to happen? You know, Iran's got quite a network, and the network goes all over the world, and we'd be foolish not to think that it does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, remember, too, that they had a very large military manufacturing operation in Venezuela, and that Russia has been buying the drones and whatever components they can possibly get from Iran. So, I mean, these are the reasons that this conflict in Ukraine never should have gone on even a day, because Putin said that he was going to invade September of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally did it in February. We did nothing between September and February. And then we didn't, and knowing it was going to happen, you know, we did nothing in February. And so who's really suffering in Ukraine? It's the people.
Yep.
And the laws of war, civilians have nothing to do with it. Nothing. Now,
right.
What have we learned since? Well, we learned that Russia has taken over the nuclear power plant a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've got to get the International Atomic Energy Agency involved because of that potential threat. They've taken on the water system. They've taken on the power grid. Ukraine has been nothing for years except pipelines of energy coming out of Russia and feeding Eastern Europe with energy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the whole thing has been a disaster. You've got these people that are career diplomats and, you know, experienced that have done zero. Shame on every one of them.
All right, to be continued, and tomorrow we're going to talk about what they're going to try to do to remedy the diesel shortage. It's not what you think it's going to be. Wait till you hear us talk about that, folks. All right, have a good day. I'll talk to you then. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and check out the great articles that she writes, and you'll find out more about what's going on. And I might let the cat out of the bag a little bit here about the diesel.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden took a trip to Florida Tuesday to help his party campaign and tore into Republican proposals to undo prescription drug price caps and change Social Security and Medicare. He also slammed GOP Governor Ron DeSantis as, quote, Donald Trump incarnate. Not everywhere has to wait another week for new leadership, however.
Elon Musk is bringing in his people to inspect Twitter from top to bottom. Musk has Tesla engineers interviewing Twitter engineers to begin looking through the company's product and code. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tesla, meanwhile, has sent a number of workers from its Shanghai plant across the Pacific to Fremont, California, to boost production in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it sure is, and this is the segment where the National Aviation Academy brings you this segment, the National Military and Veterans segment news. And, of course, they have two campuses. We'll tell you where they're at. But check them out online, NAA.edu, and here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from where I'm at. The second one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside the city of Boston. In either case, they have an off-site at a private airport, a smaller airport, hangar, where they work on aircraft. That's how you get your training, actually working on an aircraft. That's number one. Number two, they also train you over a period of 14 months to be the best that you could be as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, I know a young man who did very well. He was a Marine, did very well, studied. He's now graduating on Thursday. He's already got a job as an aviation maintenance tech. He's got his gear ready to go, and boom, he's off and on the fly. We wish him well, because he's going to have a great career ahead of him, for sure. And you hear Bo Browning, who's in here every other week. You hear him talking, and you hear him telling you about the great opportunity that young men and young women have to become all that they can be. Now, that's an Army term, and you probably haven't heard it in a while. But that's an Army term. And being all you can be is not a bad thing, especially when you're making 60, 70, 80,000 or more per year. Not a bad thing at all. So keep all that in mind as you check them out by going to the website, NAA.edu. And while you're there, I want you to do me a favor. Write down this phone number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up and ask to take the tour in one of their locations, either the one in Concord, Mass., or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida. Whichever one suits your fancy. You'll be glad you did. You'll find out all you need to find out. You'll be able to talk to students. You'll be able to talk to some teachers. You'll be able to talk to the money people, the loan officers that handle that, get the paperwork for you. And if you're a veteran, of course, and you got your GI Bill, you still have the opportunity to use it. If you've used part of it, you can use the rest of it or whatever it takes to finish this, and you're in like Flynn. So good luck. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open a couple of doors along the way for you. You'll find out when you mention it. So there you go. Now, the U.S. is sending satellite antennas to the Ukraine. This is because of Elon Musk's Starlink U-turn, to where he's going to see to it that they have the opportunity to have the Starlink there, which they need to have for the military to communicate with their tanks and artillery and all their different pieces out on the field and get the correct information to them as soon as possible, which, again, is a great idea. You come a long way, baby, when you talk about the military and what they're able to do. Now, there's more than that right now, too, because that's only part of what is going on. As you probably know, the new Army is doing a lot of stuff on the ground with some high-tech stuff, and we received word yesterday, don't know how many, but we received word yesterday that there will be United States military personnel on the ground making sure that the equipment that we've given to the Ukraine is working and that they're trained properly to use it. Now, I heard somebody say, oh, don't worry, it's not going to be that many. They're not going to be in combat. They're not going to be this, that, and the other, and all that. Well, if you're in country and they're lobbing missiles at you wherever you're at, I think that's combat. So, just the fact they're in the country puts them in combat. You can't be that naive to not know that. Now, God forbid we lose any troops, we get them captured, or we get them killed. God forbid. Because that would really turn the tide. And believe me when I tell you, the Russians are going to try every which way they can to figure out where the Americans are. Watch and see. Watch and see. Never fails. Never fails. And it's a shame. So I hope to hell this gang that couldn't shoot straight has got their ducks in a row when it comes to this. But I really, really am wondering what the hell it is that they think that they're going to try to accomplish here. They should train these guys, these individuals outside the country, not send them the equipment and then show up and make sure that they know how to use it and that it's working properly. When they get it, they should know how to use it. They should know how to be able to field strip it if that's what it takes. But we'll see. All right, I got about a minute, a little bit more than a minute, so let me get over here. Mel, Saratoga Springs, what's up?
Yeah, Captain, you were just mentioning about our troops being over in...
They are, in fact, in country, yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, I mean, nobody voted for that. That didn't go to the Congress. I mean, isn't that illegal and treasonous? And the other thing, I understand that your governor down in Florida can supersede the federal government in regards to you guys can drill for oil and refine oil.
It's called Amendment 10, the 10th Amendment. Any governor anywhere can.
Right. I was going to say, that could go for all states, not just Florida.
Right.
But,
that's
yeah,
right.
I think that's what has to happen. But I know here in New York, it's not going to happen. But this, what is it, crime wave, Kathy Hochul, that ain't going to happen. And
right.
All the blue states here in New England, you know, unless the Republic, we get the Congress and Senate, state Congress, or state Senate seats, In these states, Republican,
right.
I think we have a chance. You know, that's something that has to be driven home to these guys that are looking to take these offices. All right, Captain, thank you.
All right, yeah, and as far as sending troops in to the degree they're doing it, they can still do that according to the military order that was passed by Congress and agreed to by Congress a few years ago at the beginning of the Afghanistan conflict. That's still in effect, and that's what they're operating under. So until they change that, nothing else is going to change. And I don't see anybody holding up their hand to do that. And, yeah, you're right, Eric. That's Eric. And they are in fact operating under the War Powers Act from 2002, which was the first one that went into effect that we went into Afghanistan on after the World Trade Center. So that's what they're doing. Now, until they change that, nothing else is going to change. So we'll see. But you're right about the mission creep. I'm very well aware of that, Mr. Eric, because I was there. I was there. I was part of that mission creep. Okay. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is coming right up.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VINYL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oh, yeah, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and their Moss Acura dealership. Yep, Moss Acura, and Moss spelled M-A-U-S. Now, over on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Nissan is located, the dealership, right beside the Moss Acura dealership. When you pull in there, the first one you'll see will be the Acura dealership. The second one will be the Nissan dealership. And I want to tell you, they know how to get it done. They have the You Serve, You Save program, where all active military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're police, fire, or EMS, current or retired, and all church pastors, too, get a great deal on the vehicle that they're looking at, new or pre-owned. That's number one. Number two, when you get that vehicle, all the vehicles come with Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, which means free oil changes and tire rotations for life, period. Nobody's doing that, folks, nobody, which is why they get people that come from all around the countryside to buy vehicles. And they do. And they do. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And you'll be able to know what I know, and that is they're one of the best in the country at what they do. All right, well, let's go up here to the telephony line, the telephone line, and we've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And good morning there, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Listen, there was an article that came out yesterday. It wasn't hard to find. It wasn't buried, nothing like that. But it talked about the military and the fact that we've given the Ukrainians some pretty high-tech equipment lately. to take out tanks, take out drones, and maybe take out some other things along the way. But to make sure they're working right, we've had to send some of our technical troops into the Ukraine. Now, they say they're not in combat, but to my way of thinking, combat in the Ukraine is anywhere they are, because they're firing at civilians wherever they're at. So, to me, the combat situation is such that they're in a place where there's no place safe. I'll put it that way. Now, this being said, they didn't need to get anybody's approval. They didn't get a Mother May I note because of the military actions and the act that they had of 2002, which allows them to have troops like this for short periods of time, because what they do is they put them in there for whatever length of time it is, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, whatever, and then they renew it again.
I mean, these are our servicemen that are actually wearing uniform when they're there?
I don't know. I haven't seen them. I can't tell you about the uniform. But they are there to specifically make sure the weapons that the Ukrainians have been given, that they're getting the right training, that they're able to use them, because apparently they've been having some problems with some of the stuff, because it is extremely technical. It's not just push a button and there it goes.
Well, you know, again, this is where, you know, things can get, you know, troublesome. You know, if people start getting killed, which, you know, is always a possibility when, obviously, all the missiles that are being fired, and we all know that, you know, this past weekend was pretty rough. Yeah, I think it was that 80% of their water facilities were shut down, and the power plants have been hit, and they're dealing with a lot of incoming Russian missiles. But again, you know, you and I talked about it off mic here, and you know, this constant mission creep that that we get into as a country, you know, in these conflicts, you know, again and again and again, we get more and more and more involved in these things. And you know, mentioned these are actually military personnel. These aren't the Blackwater slash mercenary types.
No. Nope. This is our actual military. Now, I am going to make it an effort to find out a little bit more about it. I'm sure it's classified. I'm sure it's need to know and all that. But I'm going to see what I can find out now that I know about this, because this is something that obviously they're doing it legally. They're doing it under the War Powers Act that's still in play. They still have not gotten rid of it. And that was one of the things I thought that they were going to do a little while ago, that they were going to get rid of the War Powers Act so that they just couldn't jump on this and, you know, anybody along the line could just do this anytime they felt like it. But that didn't happen, I guess.
This has been going on since September 11th. All of these additional powers that we gave the federal government, in my opinion, you know, it was just dumb. The Patriot Act on through, all of these things that have led, you know, going back to 2010, we find out that, you know, the government's, you know, reading our emails and our search history and all the capacity that we've given them, the power that we've given them, and it hasn't gone away. It's all still there. They all still have this. And the fact that, you know, the President of the United States, executive branch of government, is, you know, can send troops wherever they seemingly want at any point in time, all in the name of, you know, fighting terror, it seems a bit much when, you know, the Constitution wanted the Congress to deal with the you know, going to war and voting on this. And it's been taken away.
Now, Democrats appear to be about to pay a steep political price for attempting to govern through the wishes and deception that they're governing under. And the latest signs of the rejection of the Biden Democratic narrative of the economy by solid majorities of Americans came from a poll conducted by the Wall Street Journal that was released yesterday. Now, the people are just, they've had it with what this administration's been doing. That's the only way I can put it. They've had it.
I didn't see that poll. Regards to what was saying.
I got it right here. Mm-hmm.
The real poll is going to be, next Tuesday. That's the poll.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So, we have to see what happens at that point in time, because that's what's truly important. Let's be honest here. Okay, there are a lot of different polls that are out there and all these things. I hope that people are waking up. I do, it's so many stories that are out there. Yesterday I was frustrated because I saw a poll that 63% of Americans want relief checks, inflation relief checks from the government.
I saw that too.
And I'm like, this is pathetic and sad. I said, you got that many Americans want more handouts and giveaways from the government? Shame on you. You got to be kidding me here. How do you think we got into this problem in the first place?
Well, they might have taken the poll in the Ninth Ward of Cleveland. Sorry, Cleveland.
I don't know where they took it, but it was awful to actually read. It was made me really sad. Sad state of affairs.
Yeah. Well, what I mean by that is, if you go into some of the low income wards in the cities, you're going to find out that, of course, they're going to want a handout, because that's what they've been getting to begin with.
Well, no, I hear you there. I don't know how the poll was done, but they put out that it was 63% of the country wants a sort of inflation relief check. And I'm like, geez, you obviously don't get it.
No, they don't, and that's not the answer. You want a job, there's plenty of jobs available. By the way, that's the reason we can't get inflation in line, is because of the fact we got all these jobs. What they're doing isn't working.
Well, yeah, you got to get people back to work. The numbers came out yesterday. For every 1 point, there's one worker for every 1.9
yep.
jobs out that's out there at this point in time. Meaning, guess what? There's plenty of job openings here in this country.
Yep.
And I went off on a bit of a rant of it yesterday. You don't like inflation. I don't like inflation. But you know what? At least, if it's hurting you and it's bothering your household, guess what? You can get yourself a second job.
Mm-hmm.
There's work that's available here in this country where it's not in other places around the world. So I'm quite frankly, I'm kind of sick and tired of hearing a lot of this.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right when you say that. Absolutely right. Now, the economy, James Carville, it's the economy, stupid. It's still the economy.
Oh, without a doubt, it's the economy. That's what's whacking everybody, right? Oh, my.
Okay, well, here comes the music, so that means that I got to talk to you tomorrow. So have yourself a good day, my friend, and I look forward to talking to you in the morning. Okay, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street. Go over there, check him out, see all the different things he has to offer. And I'll be right back, top of the hour. Rod Edwards will be around.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.